This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia. Just to over tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI. 1-877-DOCTALI. I wish I had more sex education. Lord have mercy. I really could have used a lot more guidance. Okay? Who knew? The headlines today center around a couple stories. Of course, we're going to get to coronavirus. Apparently, beards might need to be shaved. We're going to talk about that one. I like beards. Beards are in, but yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. But South Carolina is being sued. This is going to be going to the federal court system because their 1988 law in place for sex ed is not inclusive of the LGBTQ community. And so the constitutionality of them only teaching about heterosexual relationships is going to be now discussed in the courts. On the other hand, we have in California, parents are upset that sex ed is too graphic and including too much diversity. So it's sex ed, I think, is an absolute cluster, if you ask me, on how it's being done, because it's not very uniform or consistent. And my sex ed was absolutely a waste of time. Now, I went to 12 different schools, so I got to have sex ed in a couple different years. I think it was taught in middle school. And I remember they kind of taught us about our body parts, you know, and I was like, really? My boobs aren't going to get, I mean, I was really flat-chested, you know, if you can ever imagine. And I'm like, no, you know, okay, you know, my mom and sister have good boobies, but I don't want boobies. I like being able to run. I like being able to be athletic, you know, and they kind of, you know, showed you what a boob was supposed to look like and all that. And I was like, oh, I don't think I want those. And all of a sudden, I thought the class was bad luck because within 6 months, I went from, like, you know, an A training bra to, like, a double C. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh, man, no more classes, please. Also in sex ed, I remember the girls were separated from the boys, which I didn't like, you know, because most of my friends were the guys, right? I didn't want to hang out with the guys. I wanted to be in the guy class. I wanted to learn about penises and things like that. I didn't really want any more talk on boobies and things like that. And then what really broke the straw that broke the camel's back for me was they had this little cup of water, and the teacher had a tampon. And she goes, this is what, you know, is going to be, you know, in your vagina. And she dropped the tampon in the water, and the thing exploded. I mean, that tampon, like, exploded to, like, the size of a grapefruit. And I'm like, that's going to go in my lily? No, hell no. She goes, it's called a vagina. And, yes, you put that in there. And I go, what if I don't want it? She goes, well, then you're going to bleed all over the place. And I was so traumatized by that. I was like, no. Oh, because my parents would have talked to me about that stuff. You know, I just didn't. And you would think, you know, my mom and my sister, and, you know, I mean, my sister was pretty, and she was already dating, and she was kind of, you know, doing her thing, and so I really couldn't talk to her. She was like, get out of here. You know, my father, you know, being Israeli, lech lecha, go, didn't want to talk to me about that. And my mom's like, you're too young. And she didn't really want to talk about, you know, periods and things like that. She said, when the time comes, I'll give you a pad. And I'm like, a pad? I just was really frightened by the whole thing. And so, you know, to me, sex ed just really conjures up some really bad memories. With sex ed in schools, it has morphed into not only a discussion about sexual anatomy and reproduction and, you know, where you go from, you know, bed to baby, but, you know, or backseat of the car to baby, however you choose, but also orientation and identity. Now, I think the way the sex ed classes are set up is causing room for this confusion, for this, you know, critique, for these legal battles, because parents, who, by the way, should really be on the forefront of sex ed. Unfortunately, I didn't have parents that would. A lot of people don't, so the schools have to kind of pick up the slack. But parents are now in the position of feeling that their kids are going to be indoctrinated either way. Indoctrinated to just be heterosexual or indoctrinated to be LGBTQ, which where the science is nobody can indoctrinate you. You are who you want to be. And so then let's take that out of the equation of teachers teaching and, you know, they're that room for suggestion one way or the other. We need to take a couple steps back and go, what is it that the average preteen, because that's when sex ed is taught, what is it that the average preteen needs? They need their questions answered. They don't need to be lectured to. And they have a lot of questions. And they're really not interested in fallopian tubes and that. That could be taught in anatomy classes. They're interested in what to do if I get an erection in the middle of math class. What to do when my breasts hurt. I thought I had cancer. I thought I had cancer for the longest time because when people would bang into the hallway or near my locker, it would hurt so bad. And finally, I went to my mom crying going, I think I have cancer. And she's like, why? And I go, because my boobies hurt. She's like, no, first of all, you don't have boobies. You know, second, because you're flat. But I didn't realize. Guys, testicles hurt. You know, somebody needs to kind of talk about the changes. And then a lot of kids want to know about, you know, masturbation. Is it a sin? Is it not a sin? Am I doing it right? Am I not doing it right? They want to know about, you know, sex. They want to know about if they have certain feelings, is it okay? So you almost should reconstruct sex ed to where people get one-on-one sessions privately with a counselor or teacher to discuss their concerns. I can't tell you, I had medical students, so they're in their 20s and 30s, talk to me about sex. They had these questions that were never answered. And so, you know, I think we need, when it comes to identity, when it comes to orientation, when it comes to masturbation, when it comes to these issues that parents have a lot of passionate feelings on one way or the other, because the last thing school districts need is to be sued. And, I mean, you what, they're going to be sued one way or the other if they discuss it or if they don't. But what do these kids need? These kids need to know who they could talk to, what they do, are their feelings, you know, okay, because they're scared to death. They're scared to death that they might have feelings. They might have feelings for a teacher. They might have feelings for another kid. They might have feelings, you know. And so I think it's, I think we need to reconstruct sex ed as it's a year-long process with, you know, the basics and teaching them, you know, all the basics, but then allowing each student to have one-on-one time and counseling because that's really what they need. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, would love to hear from you. 1-877-362-3254. If you don't like looking up letters. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in who have obviously many other options out there. And the fact that you listen to our show, we are really, really appreciative. Okay, Martin writes, can you discuss the risks of anal sex? And are these being taught to the children? Okay. Medical, how do I word this? The medical community does not suggest a form of sex, shall we say, is healthy or unhealthy, okay? Because all sexual activity can introduce pathogens. And so when we discuss sex with our patients, we talk about unsafe sex practices. We talk about consent, you know. We talk about protection. We talk about pregnancy. But in terms of, you know, well, you could get an STD with, you know, anal sex. You could also get an STD with vaginal sex. You could get an STD with oral sex. So sex in general can be taught to kids, per se, if I'm kind of wording this well, discussing that there's risks to all of that. And again, when you lecture to students, I don't think lecturing is the right way to go. I think, like I said, we need more one-on-one or group discussions, to be honest. Kids are more engaged, they listen more, they could ask more questions. However, there is a difference between anal sex and vaginal sex in that with anal sex, obviously the anatomy is different. You don't have as much lubrication, although with women who are menopausal, there's could be some lubrication issues as well. And so whenever there's a lubrication issue, you have more of a risk of tearing and or even micro tears that could allow risk of infection. And so, you know, if we are to discuss, you know, other sort of complications from sex, you can include tearing. But again, any orifice could, you know, have that sequela. And then, you know, there could be bleeding. Some people have found that, you know, they might have issues with, you know, certain bowel movements depending on, you know, the vigor and strain that, you know, might have been put during anal sex. So these are things that, you know, we are concerned about. Very uncommon to see a perforation of the colon, but those have been documented. You know, hemorrhoids could be exacerbated, things like that. Again, you know, to teach a bunch of preteens this is, I don't think they would understand that. So in terms of health ed, you know, to kind of discuss that, having sex with certain orifices could have other sort of health manifestations. Yes, you can talk about that objectively. You can. But it's not something that has been a, very common discussion because it's, you know, there's been fear that it could be, it could be used to scare people away from anal sex and, you know, things like that. And so it's not something that I do believe is being brought up in sex ed. And like I said, sex ed is very inconsistent. So people in one school, you know, district may be taught one thing, in another. But a common question I get is how much should the school infuse into kids when it comes to politics? Now, we know in colleges, you know, there's always political discussions and, you know, teachers very easily get on the pulpit and, you know, say their view. And, you know, if students really like the teacher, then they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'll agree with them. But remember, sexuality is not supposed to be political. If somebody's straight, if somebody's gay, that should have nothing to do with politics. I know gay Republicans, and I know a lot of Republicans that are for LGBTQ rights. I know a lot of Democrats that have, you know, bias against LGBTQ. So it's not a political thing. People always try to, you know, look at religion and politics and, you know, social issues, and they say, well, the Democrats are for this, Republicans are for this, when actually it really is blurred. Just like when we talked about abortion. You have a lot of Democrats that think, you know, the fetus is a life. You have a lot of Republicans that feel, you know, a woman should have the choice. So, you know, you can't say it's cut and dry. But you do have, like what's going on in California, people are concerned that California could be, in their sex ed classes, could be proselytizing. Well, again, I stand by this and I always will. Somebody who wants to be straight, somebody who wants to be gay, that's innate. That isn't something you could teach or you can train or you can, whoever somebody wants to be with or love or fall in love with is not anything that can be browbeaten or what's the word for it when somebody tries to, not proselytize, but brainwash. So just because a school is discussing LGBTQ sex or gender identity with children does not mean that they're going to, you know, turn lesbian, gay, straight. Just like, you know, if you have a gay child and you try to, you know, lecture to them to be straight, that doesn't work. So I think the parents don't need to fear that. If, however, there are, shall we say, discussions of anti-Trump or anti-Joe Biden or anti-Clinton, okay, that starts to get too far because they are bringing politics into this. You know, if they try to, you know, discuss, I don't know, you know, if you get pregnant, you know, many states are going to try to, you know, trying to find the right words to this, dissuade you from having an abortion, and you need to do that. You know, if they get on certain political rants, again, no place for the school. So when I see what Martin's bringing up here, you know, if we're going to teach about sexual activity, then we need to teach kids about all the risks. And we do. We teach them about STDs. You know, we teach them, I'm hoping, about, you know, tearing and consent and assault and things like that. Personally, I think there should be more emphasis on how to prevent an unwanted pregnancy, how to prevent, you know, being attacked, how to protect yourself. You know, things you could do. I think children need to be aware of rape. I think children need to be aware of drugs. They need to be aware of stealthing. Stealthing is where people take off the condom. I think they do need to be aware of STDs. But depending on their youth and their maturity, there's a process that one has to go by to teach. You know, this is a problem I have that I've seen in multiple schools where people don't know how to teach, or they teach to the masses, and it's not the teacher's fault. The teachers, there's only one per 30-some kids. They could only do so much. But this idea of we're going to teach to one big classroom, and whoever gets it, gets it. Whoever doesn't, that doesn't work. All right? Small groups work. I think teachers need to learn the students' names, whether it's in a university setting, whether it's a high school setting. You need to learn the students' names. Students need to know that they matter. And then, if a teacher sees in a small group setting that the student is kind of nodding off, not interested, they should have a one-on-one with them on any topic. You know, I want you to learn this. You know, my job isn't complete until I make sure you learn this. You know, how can I make sure you learn this? You know, teachers, just let me take the test. All right, if they don't care, they don't care. But if it's, you know, I'm uncomfortable about this, or I don't want to talk about this, or whatever, then, you know, maybe that teacher can help that student get to somebody they want to talk to. But, you know, we have such a lack of resources for our hardworking teachers out there that, you know, these programs, whether it's math or these curriculums for math or science or history or whatever, is basically more unilateral in that somebody decides what's going to be taught, and then, all right, teachers, you just have to do this. And, you know, because they don't have the time and they don't have the resources for the creativity, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, room. So I'm not sure where this is going to go. In South Carolina, like I said, it's the National Center for Lesbian Rights and Lambda Legal said their lawsuit filed Wednesday seeks to overturn the Comprehensive Health Education Act of 88 as an unconstitutional violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment because sex education classes are only talking about heterosexual relationships. Maybe they should just take the term heterosexual out of it. Maybe they should just talk about sexual relationships. You have kids that, you know, will engage heterosexually or homosexually in anal sex, or, you know, maybe you should just talk about it in a general way. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden again predicting he's going to win Saturday's South Carolina primary. Polls there show he has a slim lead over Bernie Sanders and then Tom Steyer. This morning, Biden says if he doesn't end up winning the party's nomination, it will mean that the party has lost its roots.
We've always stood for a multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-dimensional party. My basis of support has always been working-class folks who are white and black and the black community. And high school educated people who just deserve a shot.
Biden was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Another ugly day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down as much as 900 points. All three major stock indexes lower. COVID-19 coronavirus concerns continuing to spook investors. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for the first time, we have a patient in the United States that has contracted the novel coronavirus, the COVID-19, without, you know, being in China. Meaning they got it from somebody here in the U.S. Total coronavirus cases thus far counted is 82,589. Total deaths are 2,800 thus far. Still low death rate, but still rising. Now, this patient in California, kind of an interesting backstory on this one. They didn't travel anywhere known to have had the virus, and the patient wasn't exposed to anyone that was known to be infected. So they believe this is the first case of community spread. He's from, or she from, we don't know the gender, Solano County, was admitted to UC Davis Medical Center last week, but was not tested until Sunday for coronavirus. This is according to a letter sent Wednesday to UC Davis staff and obtained by CNN. It's because the patient did not fit the existing CDC criteria for such testing. So that's a cluster. Which means the CDC criteria that they're using, whether it's fever, a cough, recent travel, etc., may not be very bulletproof. My guess is they didn't fit the existing CDC criteria because he hadn't traveled to China and hadn't been exposed to anybody who did. Dr. Dean Blumberg says that this suggests that the virus is out there in the community, and that means pretty much that everybody's at risk. We don't know who might be carrying it. We don't know who we can get it from. Again, they have no idea where the patient got this virus from. So they said you have to realize that this virus is so new that none of us have any immunity to it. So anybody who's exposed is at high risk of getting infected with this. Now, this patient is one of 60 confirmed cases of the virus in the United States, according to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. 42 cases are former passengers from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which, remember, started out with just one case. They had to be quarantined. Who knows if more would have been positive anyway, or is it because they were stuck on the ship? The other 15 are travelers coming back from China or their spouses, and then three others were repatriated from China. So how this California patient got the virus, they don't know. The agency has not ruled out whether the patient was exposed to a return traveler who was infected. I mean, now they have to go back and see who this person might have been exposed to. But if they went shop, I mean, we're talking 14-day incubation period. Do you remember where you were a week ago, a week and a half ago, let alone yesterday? So the patient was transferred February 19th to the medical center from another Northern California hospital with a suspected viral infection. UC Davis required testing for novel coronavirus by the CDC because, the UC Davis letter said, neither the Sacramento County nor the California Department of Public Health are conducting testing. Since the patient did not fit the existing CDC criteria for COVID-19, a test was not immediately administered. UC Davis Health does not control the testing process. They're like, it wasn't us. The CDC ordered testing on Sunday. Results came back positive yesterday. They said this is not the first COVID patient we have treated, and because of the precautions we have had in place since this patient's arrival, we believe there was minimal potential for exposure here at UC Davis Medical Center. So they assume people had coronavirus until they got tested. They did, though, ask a small number of employees to stay at home and monitor their temperature. Now, one of you had written me the other day about fevers and why the CDC or TSA is using fever. Because there's been cases of flu where the person did not have the fever. There's been cases of sinus infections where people don't get a fever. That the listener was asking about, you know, he doesn't ever get a fever when he gets sick, but he's had infections, you know, throughout his life. You're right. There are some people out there that might not, you know, mount a febrile response. You know, for me, I run like 96.3. I mean, my normal temperature is a little low. So if I'm 98.9, I am burning up. But I might not register on a thermometer. And so, you know, it's supposed to be more of a subjective fever where, you know, if you feel feverish, we aren't just looking at a basic number of 102 versus 103. But, you know, having a fever or not having a fever doesn't necessarily make or break if you have the illness or not. What I see with this case in California is demonstrative of we don't have enough testing kits or the tests are costing money and they're not ready to be mass testing. I'm scared, not because we had one person that got it from the community and all that. That's scary, but I'm more scared that we are seeing a hesitancy on screening people. I mean, I told you a couple of weeks ago I saw a huge uptick in quote-unquote flu cases calling telemedicine. And I'm like, guys, do you mind going still into an urgent care or minute clinic to get swabbed for flu? Because if this isn't flu, you know, we need to see what else this could be. And so I'm not surprised if we have coronavirus already here. I think we would be really naive to think a country this diverse, with this much travel, with people having the ability to, you know, get through TSA without being screened, or Health and Human Services, that, you know, without being screened, I think we'd be naive to think that we don't have more coronavirus here in the country. But if we're seeing a hesitation on, well, you don't meet the criteria, so we're not going to test you. Test anybody that looks like they have flu-like symptoms. We're right now trying to investigate and figure out, you know, what the hell we have in this country. And the person's sick, the person is coming to you for help, test them. Now, you know, many of you have seen that when it comes to the U.S. government, they don't like to run a bunch of tests because they're worried about the positive tests might, the benefits may outweigh the risks. So they don't want us to, you know, do a baseline mammogram at 35 like we used to. Or, you know, mammogram you every couple of years in your 40s. Those recommendations aren't there. PSA tests. They've taken away a lot of these recommendations because they don't want you to do a test, have a false positive, and then panic. Well, are they worried with these coronavirus tests that they'll get false positives? Are they trying to tell us that these tests aren't, you know, as good as they should be? We are right now in a data gathering mission to find out how many cases of coronavirus are here in the United States. So if you have somebody that thinks they have it, you test them. We aren't worried about, you know, well, you know, are we going to worry them? That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to figure out who has it. So this idea of, well, risks versus benefits, right now we are in let's find coronavirus mode. But you see, everybody right now is the guidelines are, well, have they traveled to China or been exposed to anybody? How the hell do you know if you've been exposed to somebody? I have not traveled to China recently, but I have been in grocery stores. I have been at birthday parties. I've been in restaurants. I have no idea who I sat next to. So that the, well, you know, what they're doing with these guidelines is, it's not, you know, well, have you been exposed to somebody who you think has it? Have you been exposed to somebody who tested positive? If you do, that is significant. If you've traveled to Wuhan, China, if you've been exposed to somebody who was positive, that is significant. But now we are past that stage where if it's floating around in the community, yeah, people are going to probably say, no, they don't know anybody who has it, but I'm sick now. So this was a little bit of a cluster. Now, we don't know how that patient is doing. But we need to scale up the testing. We need to scale up the screening. And, you know, we need to make more tests immediately. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so tragically, there was a shooting yesterday in Milwaukee where a Molson Coors employee shot and killed five of his coworkers before turning the gun on himself. He's 51 years old, and he has not been publicly named. We don't have his name yet. And he had opened fire on the Molson Coors campus Wednesday afternoon. It's at a complex of some 20 buildings. There was more than 1,000 people at work. And the brewery is known for its big Home of the High Life sign. Apparently, the brewery has been closed still as of today, as authorities are trying to work out what could have been a possible motive. There was rumors yesterday that he had just been fired within the previous 24 hours. Others are saying, no, he's still an active brewery employee. Officials say that the victims' names are not going to be released for at least 24 hours as they work to contact family. No additional people were injured in the bloodshed, but we lost five, and then the shooter killed himself. So, apparently this rampage is the first shooting in a public place to kill four or more people in 2020. Now Milwaukee's added to a list of American cities that have had church shootings, workplace shootings, other, school, temple shootings, and then, of course, festivals. And I really, when we hear how you could go to work and one of your coworkers could be your demise, it's very frightening for a lot of people, just like anybody that would come into a church or school or, you have people not on guard. They're going there because they have to be there. I mean, these kids have to go to school. They don't want to go to school. They have to go to school. You have, adults that they don't want to go to work that love to call out, but they go to work because they have to go to work. And then for a coworker to come in and kill them. Now, we don't know if there were, specific people he wanted to kill or if he just, on a rampage, decided to shoot willy-nilly. We don't have those results. But when I first heard that this might have been somebody who was fired within the last 24 hours, we've seen that story before where somebody gets fired and then they want revenge. Remember the Roanoke news reporter and her cameraman were shot in cold blood in the middle of a interview from an ex-employee who was fired, who we believe thought that they had something to do with his getting fired. And we've talked about how a lot of these shootings or these domestic violence acts happen when somebody is broken up, is dumped, somebody is fired. The rejection of a person is enough to trigger some of the most unhumane acts we've seen. I mean, think about it. Okay, let's say, have you ever been dumped? And then you go into the refrigerator and you reach for the ice cream or you reach for the chocolate and you go, I just don't care. Or, I mean, I remember, I wasn't dumped, but I have been dumped many times. But I remember with this one relationship, he had to move to go off to graduate school. I had to move to go and, continue my medical school training. And we had to do part of our training in another city. So we decided it didn't make sense to continue this. And I was fine with that. But I remember telling myself, I am so done with guys. I'm done dating. I'm done. So here I am, a human being who wants to reproduce, wants to have babies later. But I remember after that saying, I am just done. I never want to date again. And so you make these rash decisions. It could be as mild as that. To unfortunately, I'm going to make them pay. And I can't tell you how many times I hear people leave a place of work and say, I can't wait to see that place go down. Now, people say that all the time, that casino treated them like crap, or this person treated them like crap, or this institution treated them like crap. So people are like, oh, I can't wait for them to go down without me. But who actually is going to be the one that actually takes it that next step, where they decide that they're going to take revenge? Losing one's job is very, very tragic. And the way many companies fire you is also tragic. They think they're protecting others by having security march you off or locking up your office so when you get to work, you can't get into your office, or just saying you leave now and have security watch you pack your things or whatever. But, taking your badge, things like that. But the person can come back and do bad things. And you know, there's always been this discussion of, well, you know, when you break up with somebody, should you do it soft or should you just rip off the Band-Aid? I can't answer that. Because there's been guys where I just wanted to kind of let them know I'm not interested. I never dated them. I'm just not interested. And they just didn't get the point when I was nice. So finally, I'm like, back off. You know, with some people, you just have to be direct. I mean, you can't go, you know, we're going to fire you in the next few weeks. You really can't do that. But there has to be a way where we can predict who that person that's getting canned is going to act and how to protect yourself. I don't think we can. And the average person who probably is murderous, you know, probably pinged a couple people's radar at work such that that's why that person got fired. They were probably weird. They were probably angry. They were probably hostile. So they said, you're out of here. Get out now. Well, in that one case in Roanoke, the employee never went back to the station, but he decided to hunt down where his employees were, where coworkers were working. So you know, when we're trying to decide who's going to be the next mass shooter, you have to look around yourselves and go, you know, is it going to be a student? Is it going to be a colleague? Is it going to be a family member? And many times we're like, I could really see that person a mass shooter. Nobody wants to say anything. They don't want to profile. They don't want to be politically incorrect. They don't want to tick off a family member. I know there's a lot of you out there that go, there's this one person in the family who I would not, you know, trust. When you hear of family members shooting up the family, right, obviously there's somebody who's a little bit of a whack job in that family, and that's the one that ends up deciding to do it. So, but then you have other people that are able to hide their issues and hide their hostilities or their murderous intent, and you never know. So, and then you have parents of kids. You wonder, gosh, the mother of Adam Lanza, who ends up shooting her and Sandy Hook Elementary, how did she not know her kid was going to be a mass murderer? Because they're in denial. We're all in denial. Nobody wants to think they're going to go to work or their coworkers is going to shoot them. You know, so people could say, well, employers and managers need to stop mistreating people. That would be nice. It's not going to happen. When you work for corporations or institutions, you get treated like crap. And even if you aren't treated like crap, even if you have a boss that's really, really cool, people always find reasons to be mad about something. So what we need to realize is we have a certain percentage of the population who want to kill. And how we go about screening for them is something that I think we should be debating. We debate gun violence and all that, but we don't debate this mental illness of people who want to murder others. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.